The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Coco Ichibanya, one of Japan's most popular restaurant chains, is on the verge of achieving an all-time salesmanship accomplishment, selling curry to India. The chain has over 1,400 restaurants worldwide. However, owners are now focused on getting a foothold into the second largest nation in the world. Coco Ichibanya is aiming at the middle-class market that's gaining a larger appetite for international food. But it remains to be seen how the nation will react to the chain's own signature curry dish compared to traditional Indian curry that's been appreciated for thousands of years. Devish Srivastava, the assistant CEO of Coco Ichibanya India, talked about how the chain plans on entering the Indian market.
Yes, selling curries to Indian is pretty challenging, but we are not here, you know, competing with Indian curries. So we have a different flavorful Japanese curry, which is a bit different from Indian.
The curry dishes sub out beef and pork for religious requirements and replace them with options such as paneer and eggplant. Customers of the Japanese-style curry seem to appreciate the international taste of the food compared to the traditional Indian curry they're accustomed to. The first Indian franchise opened in August near the capital, New Delhi, that immediately piqued local interest despite the challenges restaurants are facing during the pandemic. For the past 5 years, 51-year-old artist Hank Cheng can usually be found in his studio creating handcrafted miniature worlds that fuse reality with fiction. Cheng's creative imagination for these miniature sets ranged from a 40-year-old grocery store in central Taiwan to an imaginary secret maintenance base. The award-winning artist sat down and talked about his passion and dedication to making ideas come to life.
No matter whether it's clean, old, or dirty, anything that you can think of and are willing to bring up with me, as long as it's doable, I want to try to make it happen. When people ask me, is there anything I can't make, I joke that only air and sunshine.
Hikari Yang, who is also a miniature model artist, started creating her models at a time in her life where she was feeling low. She could recall back to working on her first model and feeling healed once she completed it. In 2016, she started FM Diorama Studio in northern Taiwan with several other partners. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from The Voice of America.